It's a much nicer topic than yesterday's topic. Last night I was talking about schnapps. Someone actually texted me today that they felt I was very bold and courageous for discouraging people from having schnapps at all in their life. I didn't think that was so bold or courageous, but certainly something I stand strongly by. So tonight's topic was really asked by a follow-up from yesterday's question about making kiddush on grape juice, whether that's allowed and what the different halachas regarding that is. So we discussed yesterday the source of saying kiddush on wine is based on the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Amin Aleph, where the Gemara had drasha zachas yom haShabbos lekacho zachreyu al hayayin, that you should make kiddush on wine. So we said that kiddush already Friday night's deraisa. Using wine is only midirabanan, but it's still a din midirabanan to use wine. So what qualifies as wine? Does grape juice qualify? So before discussing grape juice, let's talk about wine itself. What type of wine qualifies as a proper form of kiddush? So there is a Gemara above Basra, Daf Tzadi Zayin Mebez, where the Gemara asks a question, Boi mine Rav Kana, Chamua dirav misharshia, me Rava, they ask Rav the question, Chomer chavaryan mahu. What's chavaryan? So Mefarshim explain that white wine, chavaryan is white. So is white wine permitted? And the Gemara says, Amar Lei, it invokes a pasuk in Mishlei, says, Al tera yain ki is adim. That wine is compared to blood, to redness, and therefore only wine that's red is called wine. If it's white, that's not halachically considered wine. So what's the Gemara talking about here when it says, is wine, a white wine good for what? What halacha? So the Rashbam there, the Gemara says, is referring to nisachim. They used to pour wine on the Mizbeach during the Karbanos. So the Gemara is asking, can you use white wine in the Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, you can't, only red wine works. But then he has a Yesh Mefarshim that no, it's referring to Kiddush. Does white wine work for Kiddush? And according to that, the Gemara says, no, red wine does, only red wine works. White wine does not work for Kiddush. But the Rashbam says, I don't think that's correct, and it's only referring to Nisachim. It was never asking a question at all about Kiddush. Now, even though the Rashbam says that, the Ran and the Ramban both say that the Gemara Babas is asking a question about using white wine for Kiddush, to which the Gemara says, no, white wine doesn't work. Al tera yayin ki es adam. Only when wine is red is it halachically wine. White wine doesn't qualify for Kiddush. That's the din according to the Ramban and the Ran, and they say li'ikuva. If you say kiddush on white wine, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah. You are not yotze. So, however, there is a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi in Shkal in Per Gimel says that there's a mitzvah to use red wine. To use red wine, that's a mitzvah. And it sounds like, but b'di'eved, white wine would work as well. So there's two opinions. Beis Yosef says, some hold that red wine is li'kuva for kiddush, and others say that, no, it's only a mitzvah. It's mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but it's not ma'akev. If you use white wine, that will work also. So these are 2 days in the Beis Yosef. So how do we paskin with regards to white wine? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Ayin Reish Beis, or Reish Ayin Beis, he says in Sif Dalid, Mikachin al hayayin lavan, you're allowed to use white wine. And the Ramban says, he quotes the Ramban, poslo, says it's possible to kiddush. Afilu b'di'evid, if you say kiddush on white wine, you'd have to say it again. Abal mavdin alav for havdala, you're allowed to use white wine even for the Ramban. And the Mechaber paskins, minaga olam kisvara rishona. We paskin like the first opinion, which was that white wine is acceptable for kiddush wine. So that's the din. So, up here saying, you can't really hear me. Oh, I feel so bad. Okay, I'll keep going. I guess I'm in the middle. I'll just send out the recording those who didn't hear. I'm sorry. So either way, we hold like the Svar Rishon, we hold like the first opinion here, and therefore, maybe I'll move it a little closer. Maybe that will help. We assume like the Svar Rishona that white wine does work. Now, even though we pass white wine does work, the Mishmura points out there in Sifkat and Yud, Ulchuliyama. Everyone is in agreement that mitzvah lechachila lechazer achar yain adam. Everyone still agrees that the best is red wine, even if you do have white wine, and even if that does work, red wine is certainly the best according to all opinions. What about if you mix wines together? You have red wine and white wine. Will that work? Is that going to be acceptable? So they bring down from the poskim of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Chaim Kanievsky that if you mix red wine and white wine, it won't work. Meaning if I have most of it white wine, Bartonur wine, I put a little bit of red wine in it, and I now have red-looking wine. That's not red wine. It's wine that looks red, but that's not red wine. Now, just to be clear, what's the difference between red wine and white wine, how it's made? So both white wine and red wine are made from red grapes, typically. Just that the red wine has the peel, which gives it the red color. The white wine are the same types of grapes, but it doesn't have the peel to it. So if I have white wine and I put some red wine, little red wine in, or a little grape juice to give it that red color, they hold that's not called red wine. That's still called white wine. Red wine is when it's made initially as red wine. Fine. So that's with regards to red wine, white wine. So again, lechachila, red wine's the best. If you don't have red wine or you prefer a white wine, certainly works as well, according to the Mechaber Paskins. Now, what about when it comes to cooked wine? Can you use yain mevushel? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chav Tes. He says that. Yes, I hear people. It's muffled. I'm so sorry. I have to fix something. I'm sorry. You guys are probably just looking at a screen or doing whatever you're doing now. You probably don't hear anything I'm saying, but I'm gonna just continue going anyways. I'll send it out. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Tes that ein mekachin el al yain haroi lenasech agabe mizbeach. You can only use wine that is fit for the mizbeach. So what does that mean? So one of the disqualifications of wine that's not fit for the mizbeach is that it can't be mevushel. Yain mevushel, cooked wine, is pasul for the mizbeach. You can't use it. And therefore the Rambam says you can't use it for kiddush either. Just like yain mevushel is pasul for the mizbeach, it's pasul for kiddush. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says not everyone agrees to this. And he has two opinions. Opinion one is Mekadshin al Yain Mevushel Vayayin Chesh Bodvash. He says that one opinion holds you could use Yain Mevushel for Kiddush. And then he quotes a Yesh Omrim She'ein Mekadshin alem, that you can't use Yain Mevushel. We Paskin, says the Rama, the Minog is Lekadesh on any type of wine, even Yain that's Mevushel, it's all acceptable. So there is no issue. Now this becomes very relevant in deciding what type of wine you want to use. It's very relevant because if you have yain that's not mevushel, if there's a goy in your house, a non-Jew in your house, and they touch it when it's open, that's going to disqualify the wine. So it's very important. So if you ever look at the Kedem bottles, they're the fat bottles, and then they're the skinny bottles. Why is some fat, some skinny? The skinny bottles indicate that's yain mevushel, that's cooked wine, and if a non-Jew touches it, it doesn't affect it. The wide bottles are ein mevushel, and if someone touches it, it will make it pasul from being even forgetting kiddush. You can't even drink from such a bottle. So we'll discuss tomorrow. Maybe someone had a shaila about yain mevushel, yain she'ein mevushel. But for the purpose of kiddush, yain mevushel works. Cooked wine certainly works, but it's preferable if one can to use yain ein mevushel, non cooked wine, to be machmir for the shita of the Rambam. But you certainly don't have to. And certainly, if you have a goy in the house, it's certainly better to use yain that's mevushel. Let's get back to our point now. What about using grape juice? Will grape juice satisfy the requirement of kiddush? So there's a gemara that tells us that the reason why wine has its own unique brach of hagafen is because it's mesamech lev. It makes you happy. It has an alcoholic content, which makes a person exciting, feel good. So therefore, yain has its own brach of hagafen. Now, what happens when you make grape juice? The grape juice we have, the Gemara says, when you squeeze out grapes, that's grape juice. It's not fermented. It's not alcohol. And the Gemara says, you say hagafen on freshly squeezed grape juice. So that's certainly hagafen as well. But problem is, the Gemara explained that the reason why grape juice, you say hagafen, is because it has the potential to become wine. If you let it ferment in the proper environment, it will eventually will have that alcoholic content and will be wine, and therefore give the simchas halev. So therefore, even grape juice satisfies the need for hagafen. But nowadays, our grape juice is pasteurized. Now, when you cook the wine, the problem becomes, it can never ferment anymore. It cannot turn into wine. So there is a comment that Rav Hankin had said, he writes in the Hagdama to a particular sefer, that he thinks that on grape juice that's been pasteurized, you don't say hagafen even. You say shahakol, and if you say shahakol, you can't use it for kiddush. So he disqualifies using this type of grape juice for kiddush, and you would say shahakol. Now, Rav Moshe and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank all argue on this, and they say that, no, of course you could say hagafen on pasteurized grape juice. And of course you could say kiddush on pasteurized grape juice. It certainly does qualify. Now, I'll read you the tshuva now. Before I read the tshuva, actually, someone this morning, Levi Goldman, who happens to be Harry and Judy Pfeffer's future grandson-in-law, he said he once spoke to Rav Schechter about grape juice, and Rav Schechter felt that grape juice that's been pasteurized, he thinks really wants to say shahakol But I never heard this from Schechter directly. I've actually seen him in the OU say Hagafen on grape juice. We were once actually with a few other rabbanim asking him what bracha to say on grape juice. That, you know, the new grape juice that they say is, it's how do they call it? It's this diet form. It's like half water. It barely tastes like grape juice. So he wanted to know whether or not you'd say Hagafen on that type of grape juice. And he said a bracha of Hagafen in front of us, and he did drink it. So at least in front of us, we saw he did say Hagafen. But either way, Rav Henkin felt that you should not say Hagafen on grape juice or use it for Kiddush. So if Tzvi Pesach Frank says that, of course, you say Hagafen and you could say Kiddush on grape juice. He says it's better to say wine, better to use wine. Some people don't like it. Some people are allergic to it. So then you could certainly use grape juice. But the best thing is wine. But he says, but grape juice also qualifies. How do we know this? Because the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that freshly squeezed grape juice, one would say Hagafen. So why would cooking it make it any worse? If Yain Mavushel is fine, so certainly grape juice Mavushel should also be fine. Pasteurizing is simply boiling it to a point where it's going to be, you know, it won't ferment, won't have any issues of bacteria, but it's Yain Mavushel. So just like wine is Mavushel, you say Hagafen and can make Kiddush, so to grape juice Mavushel, one could say Hagafen and recite Kiddush. So we'll stop here. I apologize if you can't hear me. I'll have to use my other computer next time. Those who couldn't, I'm going to post in YU Torah right after this. And then I'll keep testing before each shiur so this doesn't be an issue. Those who do hear me, I think tomorrow I'm going to give a shiur about how to deal with Yain Mavush in your house in general.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear me?
Yeah.